In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Three in One, who comes in order to show us what our place in the kingdom is all about, and who comes in order to give us a name. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I never really had a nickname growing up. It was kind of disappointing, actually. I had a few nicknames, and they were kind of lame nicknames, though. Like, when I was growing up, my family and some other people, they would call me JJ instead of just the singular J. They felt like they needed to double it out. Then we also had, around here, I'm known to many people as PJ, which is, again, it's just sort of like a shortening of my name, but it's not one of those really, really good nicknames. You know, those really, really good nicknames that actually say something about who you are. I've never had one of those. In fact, when I was a kid, I even had this sense that I needed a nickname. I was a kid, I was trying to figure out, I want a nickname that inspires fear in other people. As a little boy, I was like, okay, I want something that people will be afraid of. And so I started thinking about, like, okay, all of the things that people were afraid of. And I was like, okay, but all of those are so overused. You know, you've got, sharks and tigers and all sorts of stuff. And so I was like, I'm going to give myself the nickname, The Leech. Which is a terrible nickname. I mean, it's just awful because, yes, it did frighten me. Like, even to this day, I'm kind of, like, freaked out by leeches. Those are nasty. But it had the frightening characteristic to it. But it also had this sort of gross characteristic to it, and that was something that I didn't want to have. So I haven't used that one in a while. I mostly just used that in, like, computer games and stuff when I was a kid. But I kind of, after that was like, okay, I don't get a nickname. I don't want a nickname. I'm just going to be okay with not having one. You've got some nicknames that are happening in this reading that we have for today. So you have, first of all, you have kind of this big nickname that happens, this nickname of Peter. That's not his actual name. That's not his given name. That's his nickname. And this happens throughout the Bible. Throughout the Bible, you have people that get different names. A lot of times it's God who is giving you, your separate name. So instead of Jacob, he says, you're going to be Israel. And Israel is a name that means, like, the wrestler. So, he goes to Jacob and he goes, well, your name is going to be the wrestler. You're going to be Hulk Hogan. You're going to be whoever it is. And then Abraham, he says, expands on Abraham's name, and he says, you're going to be the father of many nations. And Abraham is kind of God's nickname for Abram. And then you have, we're not really sure where he gets it, but Saul, who is the sort of murderer of Christians early on in the church's history, Saul goes through and he murders all of these Christians, and then he converts. And when he converts, he starts to call himself Paul, which is a departure, because Saul is the name of a king of Israel, but Paul is kind of a Roman way, a Latin way of saying little. So he kind of says, well, I'm the little guy, or at least some people were calling him, well, he's kind of the little guy. So you get a sense of who Paul is. He was probably a short dude, or something like that. And so here you've got Peter, who is, existing around with Jesus, and he's got this nickname of being Peter, which means rock. It means stone. Just a little while ago, before this reading, we've had Peter sink like a rock as he tried to come out and meet Jesus walking on the water, and then he lost it and he started to sink down, and Jesus had to pick him up. And so after that, I wonder if Jesus kind of calls him Peter with a little bit of a grin. He's like, "Hey, Peter, rock guy, heavy dude." Is that kind of what's going on here? And our names are important to us, and those are the kind of nicknames that are the best names, though. Those kind of nicknames that sort of hint at maybe a little bit of a weakness, maybe a little bit of, sort of a funny thing about us, maybe something like that. Those are really the best nicknames. Peter has a really good nickname. Paul has a really good nickname. Hey, I'm the little guy. I wrote, 2/3 of the New Testament, but I'm the little guy. So those are the good nicknames. And here Jesus talks about not a nickname at this point, but he is talking about a name. He's talking about a title. So this opens up, and as this opens up, Jesus is talking to his disciples, and he says, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" Now, if you're a Christian, you've probably heard that term so much in the Gospels that you're kind of, it kind of flies over your head. But if you're not a Christian, you hear that and you're like, what on earth is Jesus talking about? What is this Son of Man category that he's asking for? And so what Jesus is doing here is he's asking about a title. He's asking about who do people say that this title applies to, this Son of Man title that comes from Daniel and Ezekiel, and is a title that really means the person that God is choosing in order to make the world new again. And so Jesus says to his disciples, "Hey, who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they start to approach it as just kind of like, this intellectual exercise. There's this thing about like, well, I don't know. It's probably like if you got into a conversation about who was going to be the Major League Baseball MVP this year. Is that going to be Mookie? Or is that going to be somebody else? Or, maybe it's who's going to win the picture of the year or the actor of the year? Those kind of things. And then you throw that into a bunch of people and they start saying, "Well, I think it's going to be this person. I think it's going to be that person." And so that's what the disciples start doing. And they start going around about like, okay, who is this? And then Jesus says, "But who do you say that I am?" Which seems to be sort of a departure, but we'll give that to Jesus. And so Jesus says, "But who do you say that I am?" Meaning like he was setting them up for like, "Oh, Jesus, you're the Son of Man." And they didn't quite get that because that's who the disciples are. They're kind of goofs who don't get who Jesus is a lot of the time. And you have him say, "But who do you say that I am?" And Peter, Sinky guy, says, "You are the Christ, Son of the living God." And it's this moment that you can tell is important, because the next things that come out of Jesus' mouth is he doesn't call Peter Peter. He calls Peter by his correct name, his legal name. "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah." That's his real name. Jesus all of a sudden is, sort of celebrating this moment and going, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah. You got this. And this wasn't revealed to you by flesh and blood, but this was revealed to you by God himself. Blessed are you that you got this right." And what did he get right? Well, in a lot of ways, he got Jesus' nickname right. A lot of us, we're used to hearing the words Jesus Christ put together. hopefully not, you know, after stubbing our toe or doing something stupid. But yeah, we're used to hearing those two things together, so much so that we start thinking, oh, well, Christ is Jesus' last name. Yeah, we know that that's not the case, but it kind of seems like that because that's the way that we normally do it. But in a lot of ways, it's probably better to think about Christ as being Jesus' nickname. Because like I said, a good nickname, it embraces your weakness. And what was Jesus' weakness? Jesus' weakness was when he chose himself to be weak, to be stretched out upon a cross, to die for our sins. That is when he became weak for us. So weak even that he died on that cross and was placed in a tomb. And the other great thing about a nickname is that a nickname, it implies this intimacy. It implies this relationship that we have with the person that we're giving a nickname to. And so when Peter says, "You are the Christ, you are the one who's going to come into our world, and you are going to renew it. You are going to bring this to bear. You are going to be our Savior." That it's an amazing moment when that starts to click with us and we start to understand that we can call Jesus by his nickname, the Christ, the Son of the Living God. But of course, we know that we've got nicknames too. We know that God probably has a bunch of really good nicknames for us. I'm sure that God has fantastic nicknames for me because he knows my weaknesses. He knows my sins that he's forgiven. He knows all of those things that create a great nickname. He knows your nickname too. You can imagine what those nicknames might be, maybe. Those things that you have as weaknesses inside of you, those things that are your sort of pet sins that you go to, that he knows about. You can imagine what he could nickname you. But your nickname is not nearly as important as knowing his. Knowing that you can call him Christ. Knowing that you can call him Savior. Knowing that you can call to him and receive the forgiveness of your sins and receive renewal and receive all of the things that come along with being a part of the church. Because that's what Jesus says to Peter. He says, "Peter, this is a rock. You calling me by my nickname, this confession of the truth that I am the Christ, that I am the Son of God, this is a rock, buddy. And on that rock, on the rock of my nickname, I am going to build my church. My church that will serve as the way that so many other people find out what my name to them is going to be." And so may you this week, may you recognize that even in the midst of your nickname, even in the midst of your weaknesses and your sins, that you know the nickname of the Son of the Living God, and that for you, that nickname is the Christ, the one who comes and makes all things new. Amen.